Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations and joining me in the studios for a weekly update. I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today?
I'm good today. It's good to be here.
You know, it's a good day. It's beautiful. I mean, it has been a little on the chilly side, but I can feel the holiday spirit. It's all over the place.
I can feel it, and the cold, I think, brings that out. But, you know, with the cold comes the wind chill, and make sure your pets and your little kids that are waiting for the school buses are bundled up and your pets are in and have water. Their water freezes in the winter. Just a little tip.
It does. And yeah, I know, taking out brand new water every single morning, you need to do it. It just has to be done.
You have to. I have to water my dogs 3 times a day, it seems like.
Yeah, so. It's freezing quick. Well, along with the colder temperatures and this time of the year, the holidays are right around the corner, which means we've got a lot of holiday parties to attend. A ton of them.
You know, holiday's a good time for friends and family, but make sure you're responsible with your holiday parties and have a designated driver if you're going to partake in the spirits. And just know that local law enforcement gets grant funded through the state for extra DUI shifts, they call them, and seatbelt shifts. We have them both. But all the local law enforcement agencies are doing them right now this time of year. So they'll be out just patrolling for those specific purposes. So don't drink and drive.
Right. Take that extra precaution just to make sure that you do have somebody that is willing to drive you to and fro. And if you can't find anybody, then you have to be responsible either way.
You have to be responsible either way. Everybody knows somebody. And if you're a friend of mine and I'm around, call me. I'll come get you. So.
Well, along with holiday parties, there was a really huge festivity happening this last weekend. It was a lot of fun. Sheriff, I saw you there both nights.
Oh, Helper Light Parade. That was such a good time. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to the Helper Police for all they do with such limited resources for such an event. You know, that's a big event for logistics for police. And Chief Anderson does a great job every year of organizing his police force and just does a great job with making that event go off. The behind-the-scenes stuff is unreal, and Helper City decorates for weeks and weeks leading up to that. It's a lot of work that goes into that for our community. I think it's great.
You know what? There is a lot of work that goes into it, and like you mentioned, there is so many behind-the-scenes things that you don't realize until you're there. And, I mean, I'm there every single year, and I'm there hours before the parade starts, and I see all the different law enforcement from all over the place coming in to help and make sure that everything's taken care of. And they're out in the community, and I saw multiple members from the Sheriff's Department just out mingling, making sure that everyone is having a good time, everyone is being safe. It's really great.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for law enforcement to get to mingle with the community and get to know your law enforcement. It's a good thing. So,
well, Sheriff, before I let you go, really quick, it seems like we really haven't had that very first good snowfall. I mean, it's going to come.
It's coming.
It hasn't come yet, but I feel like when we do get that first snowfall, everyone has a lapse in memory of how to drive in the snow.
You know, that's the thing. Slower's better in the snow. Give plenty of room between you and the vehicles around you. And not just in front of you, I mean around you. Make sure that you have plenty of room to react to anything that could happen. When you come to an intersection, slow down way in advance so you're not sliding through that intersection. And just, I just can't say enough, time is everything. And make sure your vehicle's ready. Have decent tires. And, you know, if your tires are bald, you can expect to be stuck in the snow. That's just the way it is. But little things like that will save you great dividends. And even if you don't get injured in an accident in the snow, just to be stuck off the side of the road is bad enough.
Absolutely. So be safe. Winter driving is here. That first snowfall, when we get it, it's going to be a doozy. So make sure that you're ready. Be safe this holiday season. Make sure that you have designated drivers wherever you're going. And make sure to take care of all of those animals, those pets that are outside. It's really cold out there. Well, Sheriff, anything else you wanted to mention?
You know, one quick thing. While decorating your house this year, keep in mind that flammable things, keep your trees away from open flames or radiators or heat. Small little cool trinkets that we have for Christmas time are choking hazards for little kids. Make sure those are out of the way. And if you're on the ladder like I was this weekend, be careful. Have someone hold the ladder.
Right.
I had to call my wife in the house from my cell phone. Come and get me. I'm on the roof. So
I'm on the roof and I don't dare come back down.
Yeah, I'm scared. Hold the ladder.
Well,
so just be careful.
Absolutely. And so many things to be cautious of this time of year. So, Sheriff, again, thanks so much for coming in and giving us an update.
That'd be a good week this week. It's Pearl Harbor week this week. On December 7th is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, 75th anniversary.
Wow, 75th anniversary. So, yes, absolutely. Be safe, be cautious. Happy holiday season to everyone. You can always stay updated on the Carbon County Sheriff's Facebook page, so go and check that out. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Keep your dials right here.